of Mert and Marge. This is a big evening for Margie. In our last episode, the temperamental Latin American, Alina, flew into a rage because of the fast tempo set by the musical director for her solo dance. She stalked off stage in the middle of her number. Margie, thinking fast, stepped out of line, danced down stage, and finished Alina's dance. She brought down the house and was given an ovation by the audience. And even more important, her smart action was witnessed by Francis Hayfield, the great impresario himself. After the show, Jack Arnold and Ray Hunt invited the girls to go out and celebrate the event. We'll join them in just a moment in today's chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. Mert and Marge, together with Jack and Ray Hunt, are seated at a choice table in the Pink Angel, one of New York's most exclusive supper clubs.
Shall we order now, girls? Takes some time to serve here. And Miss Margie, what'll you have?
Oh, but Mr. Arnold, everything is so expensive on the menu. Just look, Myrtle, nothing less than $2.
Now, you have anything you like, Miss Margie.
And if you ordered chicken a la king, Margie Mitter, you go right home.
Why, Myrtle, I was going to.
I knew it. I just knew it.
Well, Mr. Arnold, you order for us.
Well, let's see now. How about a lobster cocktail to start with?
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that sounds good, Jack. You know, they serve delicious boned squab with mushrooms on the glass.
Oh, yes, yes. Does that suit you, girls?
Oh, yes, indeed. A boned squab. What's that?
That's just right, Jack.
All right, good. Make that four, Henri, and some fresh asparagus vinaigrette. Then we'll wind up with some Neufchâtel cheese, Marmaduke jelly, and toasted water crackers.
Oh, isn't this a beautiful room? Everything in different shades of pink.
Yes, this place is famous for its fine food, too.
Don't forget, Jack, it's very unique entertainment. There's no orchestra, no floor show, and no dance floor.
No dancing? Oh, I thought we were going to dance, Mr. Arnold.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Margie. I chose this place tonight because, well, because I'm combining pleasure with a little business. I hope you won't mind. Oh, you can open the champagne, Henri.
None for Margie, Jack.
Yes, I know, Myrtle. I've already ordered a very special fruit punch for this very special little lady.
An organ in a nightclub. How interesting.
I told you they had unique entertainment. A little later, the celebrities who drop in furnish most of it. The other customers just call on them. They all come through. They better.
Oh, I did so want to dance.
And I promised to take you dancing, didn't I, Miss Margie? Well, all right, we will dance. Come on, we'll ask Johnny Winters, the organist, to play, what?
Oh, just anything, Mr. Arnold.
All right, there's an open space on the far side of the room. Come on, Miss Margie.
Oh, this is wonderful.
You're liable to start a new fad in here, Jack.
Does seem strange, an organ in a nightclub. I always associate an organ with church and soap opera. Ray, wasn't that a clever thing Margie did tonight on the stage, stepping down and finishing Alina's dance?
Yeah, it certainly was. She did some fast thinking.
She's so ambitious.
Well, Alina got her 2 weeks' notice tonight, and I think I'll put Margie in her place.
Oh, Ray, that'd be wonderful.
Of course, it would be only for that dance. Margie will stand the lineup for all the other numbers. Uh-huh. I'll cut Alina's other dances. They aren't needed in the show anyhow. And I'll give Miss Hall Alina's song.
But just the one solo dance will give Margie a wonderful chance. She'll just about die with joy when she hears it.
Now, you mustn't tell her, Myrtle, until Elena's 2 weeks are up.
Okay, I won't, Ray. That'll mean more money for her, too, won't it?
Yes, I think Hayfield will take care of that.
You know, Ray, I think Margie's destined to be a star someday.
Well, she's got a lot of pluck and initiative. She isn't the kind who'll be satisfied to stay in the chorus.
You make me rather ashamed of myself, Ray.
Hmm?
Here I've stayed in the chorus for years. I hate to admit it, but I've been satisfied. Till now.
Well, you did Hall's part very well the several times you played it.
Thanks, Ray. Do you think Mr. Hayfield might give me a part next season if I asked him?
I might help you in that, Myrtle.
Oh, would you, Ray? I know I'm not stardust, but just a few bits in the show and maybe a song make me feel very important. Just that little old chorus in the letter numbers made me feel like a principal.
Hey, watch Jack and Margie. She looks very happy dancing with him.
Well, you look. Several other couples have ventured out in that little fourth stage.
You know, I don't think Margie can see the other couples.
See, Ray, I'm afraid she's falling in love with Jack. He's too young. Can't you tell him not to encourage her?
Well, Jack's a very eligible young man. Also a very busy one with a big future, Myrtle. I don't think he's falling in love with anyone right now. He likes the kid all right, but...
Maybe Margie has just a little girl crush on him. Anyway, I hope so.
Well, oh, here they come.
Uh-huh. Miss Margie, you are a beautiful dancer.
Oh, it was the best dance I ever had, Mr. Arnold.
Well, thank you. Well, what's the matter with you old folks not dancing?
Oh, we've been talking things over.
Service here is quite slow tonight. They haven't even brought the lobster cocktails, have they?
Well, listen. He's playing I'll Find Happiness. That's the waltz song from The Pleasures.
Maybe we'll have time for this, Myrtle.
All right, Ray. I'd love to waltz. Beautiful music, isn't it, Ray?
Yes, very beautiful. Why are you sighing, dear?
Oh, I don't know. Just because I'm dancing with you, I guess.
I wish the lights would go out so I could kiss you.
Ray, couldn't be too funny.
Well, there's nothing funny about it. I'd love to dance and dance and just hold you in my arms forever. I love you, darling.
You mean it, Ray?
Oh, I adore you, baby. Someday I'm going to have you for my own.
Your own what, Ray?
My wife.
You haven't asked me yet.
I would ask you now, sweetheart, if I could.
Well, why don't you? Are you going to wait until you have a long beard and a short life?
Well, I can't just now.
Well, wait until I have four chins and a rumble seat. It won't be long now.
I'll tell you why, dear. Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Handy word, tomorrow. You needn't tell me anything, Ray. I think I understand.
What?
Doesn't matter. Probably like all the other men. At least the kind I've run up against. When all the other ideas fail, they condescend to propose marriage.
Are we going to quarrel tonight?
No, we won't quarrel. So now you've been very sweet. Ray, I just decided something.
Decided what, darling?
Neither you nor any other man is going to take my heart and flip it over and over like a flapjack and then give me the old stall I can explain tomorrow.
I thought you were more sensible, Myrtle.
I've
tried Now, dear, don't tell me the name of the soap that gives you that skin I love to touch.
You know what I think?
What, Myrtle?
This romance of ours is just another headache.
Being very silly.
Well, I've got my proverbial chorus girl appetite. Let's go back to the table.
Say, we're waiting for you folks.
Good old word, waiting. You know, while dancing, I almost had a proposal. But Ray thinks we're too young.
Please, Myrtle, I said I'd explain tomorrow.
No, I've just decided not to ever get married again.
Again? And you've been... You've been married before?
Yes. Guess I never told you. Fact is, I don't think anyone in the show knows it but Margie.
Myrtle, when the girls were kidding in the dressing room the other night, you mentioned it. Don't you remember? You said he was a heel.
A heel?
Yeah. A heel. All men are heels. Oh, look, they're dancing again.
You certainly started something in the Pink Angel, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
May I have this dance, Margie?
Cut it short, Ray. Henri's coming with the food.
Okay.
Now, come on. Snap out of it, Myrtle. I've never seen you like this.
As opposed to you, I'm just a nice, placid, phlegmatic old lady.
Well, I've always thought of you as very nice.
I'm tired of being nice. Turned down dozens of dates and parties because I thought I was in love. Funny, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry, Myrtle.
Don't feel sorry for me, Jack Arnold. I'm just sore at myself for wasting one day of my life being nice.
You surprise me, Myrtle. Spitfire and a very attractive one.
How old are you, Jack?
33. Why?
So am I. Now, don't say it.
I? What, Myrtle?
You don't look it. Jack, do you love Margie?
What? Why, she's a very cute little girl. She's so very young, Myrtle. I am very fond of her, but...
She's got an awful crush on you, Jack. She'll get over it if you don't encourage her. I just won't let her fall in love and be hurt.
Oh. Well, what shall we do about it?
You can begin by flirting with me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't, Myrtle.
You mean I couldn't attract you?
Well, I'll have to admit you could very much, but... Ray is my friend, Myrtle, and after all, your scheme is to make him jealous. Hadn't you better find out what he has to tell you? You may change your mind about him.
It won't make any difference. You can suit yourself, Jack. But from tonight on, I'm going to step high, wide, and handsome.
Perhaps Myrt is being a little hasty in her judgment of Ray Hunt, but when a woman has been hurt before, she's a little skeptical of all men. Will Ray Hunt's explanation clear up the misunderstanding? We've got a lot of excitement to look forward to in the next episode of our story of Myrt and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.